It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 582. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, Facebook, facebook.com/MikeTechShow, and MikeNationNet. And we also have the wiki at mtswiki.com. Again, jam-packed show, going to talk about actually a Mac utility for accessing Windows. It was sort of doctor's week last week. Got a lot of stories from doctor's offices. And then some more Windows 10, we just can't avoid it, and some more articles and some more things that I want to share. A couple emails that I'll get to. I want to thank Instant House Call for being a sponsor of the Mike Tech Show podcast. A feature that I don't talk about much that is worth mentioning, it does work with the Mac. Yesterday, my son was on site doing work for a client, and he had, you know, the three Windows computers. He was finished. They said, we have this Mac and it's running slow. Could you tune this up too? And my son, as I taught him, said, I'm not good with Mac. Matter of fact, he has no experience with the Mac, but my dad does. Let me see if he's available to remote in. Called me. I walked him through installing Instant House Call on the Mac. It's very simple. And once he did, he clicked start session. I was connected and I was able to completely clean up and optimize the Mac using Instant House Call. You can get your free 15-day trial by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com or going to instanthousecall.com. And when you download the trial, please enter the promo code MikeTechShow. Remember, the Toronto Unconvention 2016 on July 22nd through the 24th. Tickets are still available. They're $200. And I heard Jeff mention this, and I should. Full disclosure, I do get a small percentage of those ticket sales, which is helping to pay for my ticket and helping with expenses. Wanted to just let everybody know that's why I would like you to use my link so I get credit for it. There's still room. I've gotten some emails for some people who've just bought tickets. I'm excited about meeting with everybody. If you are in the business, thinking of being in the business, thinking of maybe starting a repair business or a consulting business, maybe you just want to find out how to grow your business, you're going to learn from experts how to do it right. What are the lessons that we learned, and you don't have to go through some of the pain and suffering? You're going to learn that. You're going to learn maybe to avoid this pitfall or to maybe make a contact, learn where you should be buying hardware from at a better discount. I'm getting into very specifics here, but there are so much how to grow your business properly, how you can put the money where it's going to be most useful, helpful tools, the schedule, the details, and ticket purchases are in the show notes for every show over the last month at miketechshow.com. You'll see the three links. Click on them. Hurry before time runs out and you get locked out. I want to read one email that just came in right before the show from a longtime listener, Nancy. I want you to give a listen, and I'm going to have the link in the show notes. Mike, there are a few of us here on the Gulf Coast who have expressed interest in forming a technology collaborative, and I would like to see if any of your listeners in the South Alabama, South Mississippi, and Florida Panhandle area would be interested. I have a post up on my blog, The Geek I Know, at This Geek I Know, thisgeekiknow.com, with more details and contact information. I have a Slack team set up so that if I get enough people interested, we can get it rolling. I'd appreciate if you would pass the information along. Employers are really trying not to pay for skills development. A group like this could promote that, plus expose new techs to seasoned veterans, as they may have a better shot at getting a foot in the door for a job. Thanks so much. This is Nancy Jones. Nancy, glad to share this with you. I hope it's a success, and I hope some of my listeners out there hear this and can respond. Nancy, I also recommend, and I'm going to forward this to Jeff Hallish so on the Podnuts they can read this. I don't know if you've reached out to them, but you want to spread the word through the tech podcast arena to help in putting that together. Good luck. I want details as you get going with this. Please share it. Last week, there was a co-op at one of my biggest clients in the engineering department. We set up remote desktop for him to get into the remote desktop server, which then he can then bounce into his desktop and be able to do work using some pretty high-end software, SurfCam and SolidWorks. He had a Mac with him. And I was like, well, I know remote desktop's available. He didn't have it installed, so we downloaded it. It's free. The Microsoft Remote Desktop, the version is 8.0.32. I can't believe how really slick and improved this is on the Mac. I actually installed it on my iMac right beside me and remoted into a Windows 10 system last week because it's got great features. It's easy to set up multiple places that you're remoting into. So don't be afraid. If you have a Mac and you need to RDP into a system, you can do it. It's a very nice app. Link will be in the show notes. So it was doctor week last week. I get a call from a doctor's office where the internet, they're having phone troubles. They can't fax. Wow. Sounds like a Verizon outage. And you know, there's a Verizon strike going on. I dispatch my son to go to the doctor's office. Here's what he uncovers when talking to Verizon. They haven't paid their bill. Now, it's not their fault. You're like, well, how can that be? I don't know how the following happened, but there was an account set up for all their services that they're paying the bill monthly. Then there's another account that has the same services that they're not paying. Doesn't take a genius to guess which one do you think is the real account that has all the services. Well, of course, the account that they're not paying. So we got to merge these two accounts, get everything running, and my son has such great patience with tech support, with ISPs, and with like NetCarrier and Comcast, and now and Verizon, that it takes that aggravation factor and burden off our clients that need to speak with them. I don't mind being an intermediary for that and take on the pressure from that. So he made it all right, got it all fixed, their services up and running, waited so they can get on the internet, tested facts. They are very happy. Makes you think some network outages and problems, it's not always technology related. Could be billing. And it's just something else to look at, diagnosing something, an issue with a client. I'm glad that everything's back and we certainly look like heroes in uncovering this and getting it all worked out. The two mini computers that I talked about were installed this week on Tuesday, and it went perfect. I was able to get the Eaglesoft software installed. The dual monitors is working beautifully. The camera for where they can do scans and for the x-rays. It's a USB module. Everything installed and is working great. And you know the nightmare when I talked about those two computers and what I was going through. Now I have the process down, everything set. That system is the perfect size. I find out they're going to light up another exam room because they're expanding so much, and it's perfect because now I have it exactly down, what system they need. It's perfect. So that went really, really well. And I was very nervous because, remember, those drivers I had to get from Driver Max, and a nightmare going from Windows 10 and reinstalling Windows 7 Pro. Knock wood, everything's great. We are in the process of upgrading so many systems to SSDs. A hearing aid doctor wanted a new computer. Now, we had already been through their computers and have upgraded them to an SSD. Well, now a new doctor is joining the team, and they needed a new computer. And I love working with the Dell Optiplexes. But what I do now, and it was interesting, when they ordered it, they said, Mike, when you get us the quote for this, please include you doing and putting an SSD in there, because we are so happy. Everything is so wonderful. We can't even think of bringing a computer into the organization that doesn't have a solid state drive. Man, am I so glad to hear that. And that has been echoed through all of our clients that we've been upgrading, including one right now, large CPA firm. They have 20 laptops and we're knocking them out five at a time. My son just goes out there once a week, boom, 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 does four or five at a time. It's beautiful. I have multiple machines here. It's been such positive feedback. I'm so excited to help clients, and it's so good to see big smiles on a face that they're so happy with the speed of the system. And all we did was clone it and put a solid state drive in. It's worth it for the time and the price. Organizations have to do it, especially before we're embarking upon a Windows 10 upgrade, which we still have a lot scheduled in June. The month's booked already, because clients who can upgrade, who want to take advantage of the free upgrade. New financial advisor client this week, and it brings into another opportunity that you can use as a service to provide clients. Anybody who's a financial advisor, they fall under the very strict FINRA compliance. One of the things, as part of that compliance, they are not allowed to just recycle hardware or throw away a computer. The drive must be certified that it has been wiped. That's where I come in, is plug it in and take the drive out, let it wipe, let it run all night and write ones and zeros to every sector. Then a drill press and drill a hole through it. That drive will not be resurrected. I do this and offer this to clients that need that type of service. One of my other financial advisors in that area, as a matter of fact, this is down in Delaware, they know this other advisor who reached out and said, hey, do you have an IT guy or someone that can help us with this? Because there's something else too. It's not just systems that they're going to get rid of. Printers and big copiers have hard drives and fall under that compliance. They're going to be recycling and get rid of this big Xerox multifunction machine. It's got a hard drive in it. I have to take that hard drive out and also wipe it, drill a hole through it, and make sure no data can ever be read from it. That is something that it's easy to do. I charge a flat fee per drive for doing that. And I wanted to throw that out there because I don't believe I've ever talked about it. And it's just another idea for generating revenue if you haven't thought about that. Let's talk about companies with unsavory marketing tactics. Now, we know how I feel about Microsoft, and especially this past weekend, they were ultra aggressive. If you are a client of mine where you are paying for a retainer and a monthly fee, I've already taken care of you. You don't have an issue with Windows 10 coming down. I blocked it before it came down. But friends of those clients have been destroyed over this past weekend. Half the Windows 10 upgrades that happened against the user's will have no audio. Do you know this is a common Windows 10 problem? And some of them you can fix with a driver, some of them you can't. And we have to revert back to the older operating system because there's just too many problems. Or the client, once they realize that there's no audio and it can be fixed, they're like, I'm not even going to worry about what else I haven't even come across yet. If we can send it back to the old operating system, let's do it. Some people, I've been trying to guide them to move forward if they can. Others have just flat out, no, come remove me back. My son has two more clients tomorrow that he's got to visit, that brand new clients that have been referred to me because of this aggressive Windows 10, and it broke software and printers and all sorts of problems. So I'm seeing massive virus hitting. That's what this is looking like. There's two ways to look at this. Job security forever. Let Microsoft continue to do this, but it's not how I want to make money. I don't mind making the money, but this is not how I should. This shouldn't be through these unsavory upgrade tactics making money. It's like, I'll make money cleaning systems, but boy, it's not as enjoyable as maybe rolling out some new systems, new office, helping out with other things to grow a business. But I get it. We're here to repair and fix things too that break, and things just break. But it's amazing of all of just how many failures I'm seeing. Now, I'm sure there's tons of successful upgrades. We know there are. And I'm never going to hear from them. So I'm only going to hear from or be referred to people with issues. So they're the ones, of course, I'm going to share. Now, my son today had to build a laptop from scratch using their Windows 7 Pro product key and did it beautifully from scratch on a brand new SSD, piece of cake. Everything went great. All the drivers found. I've had some great installs from scratch. It's when you get to the vertical market software and strange hardware that we run into issues. I received a link to new Windows 10 upgrades have a nasty surprise. And this is a interesting article by Forbes that is talking about all of the horrible things that Microsoft is doing in pushing this on people. We know it. And how unsavory, if you click the X on the box that says upgrade to Windows 10, upgrade now or upgrade tonight. If you click on the X, you're basically accepting this. And that's just totally wrong. This is the dirty tricks from Microsoft. And this is an article from Forbes. This, I want to thank Roger Lloyd for sending me that link. Thank you very, very much. I received a link to the following, and it's the last Windows 7 ISO you'll ever need, and how to slipstream the convenience roll-up. So remember that roll-up? By the way, I tested that roll-up after my show last week, and you know, I had no success in that roll-up working for the update in Windows 7. I'd like to hear back success stories, because I went to my old method of just doing the download, because I tried that roll-up and it did not work. It just sat there and spun at Windows updates, and hours passed and it never worked. So I don't know how good this slipstream is. Hopefully it'll work, but this is instructions on taking the roll-up and slipstreaming it into a Windows 7 ISO. Let's see. I've only had one experience and it was and it didn't work. Right now, for me, the jury's still out on this roll-up and how good it's going to help us. Lots of talk from Microsoft. Does it work? Final thing here. Firefox all of a sudden had Yahoo as the default search engine. And this leads into actually a bigger topic. Again, unsavory actions when you go to install software. not even given the opportunity to select what do you want for your main search engine. You know, I reviewed a few weeks ago how to do this in Internet Explorer and make sure that you have the search engine that you want. Well, how about Firefox? You have to go to the menu option, which looks like just a bunch of stripes. When you click that, there's an options gear. Click the options gear. On the left-hand side of the latest Firefox, you have general, you have search, you have content, applications, privacy, security, sync, and advanced. Click search, and there should be a drop-down box. Pick Google. Somehow, and I always have Google, that got changed to Yahoo. Now, I'm on Firefox on my Mac, and it got changed to Yahoo. My Safari browser got changed to Yahoo. What's going on here? Yahoo must be paying some big bucks out there to make sure that their search engine is now, you know, in a way to compete with Google. Well, you know what? I'll never use it. I don't care. Yahoo could be the greatest search engine in the world. But when I'm faced with ugly marketing tactics, then I don't want it. I just wanted to let everybody know, be very careful about what's happening when you go to install something. They're not even giving you options to uncheck it. I don't like it. I don't approve of it. Now, on this same line of searching, client I had to help this week got, and it's not an infection so much as a malware. And by the way, they have Malware Bytes Pro, and they had Woot. At least the last time I left them, they had Woot installed. Woot got disabled. So I don't know what program disabled Woot. They searched for TD Bank. They thought they were going to TD Bank. Well, they weren't. Thank God they didn't try to log in anywhere. What happened when they clicked? A big screen took over their system from Internet Explorer. It started actually speaking. There was a voice message saying, you must call this number. Your system's infected. We will clean your system. All a scam to get their credit card and to get them to call this number. My client knew to call me. I was able to instant house call in. I was able to navigate to internet options in control panel, and I was able to fix it because this was taking over the homepage for Internet Explorer and putting up this splash screen and this message. I still ran the standard JRT adware cleaner and ran Malware Bytes again, and everything was fine. But I noticed Woot was disabled. When I enabled Woot and I did the same search that she did, the first option that she clicked on had a big red stoplight right next to the link. Don't go any further. And by the way, what Woot is Web of Trust. And I like putting that on every browser I touch because it helps with searches. Is it the perfect solution? No, nothing's perfect. But it's one more step helping defeat these bad websites and have clients not go to them. I fixed the searching and demonstrated, because this is the second time this client did this. And the first time, I didn't have her available to explain and show me how she's searching and what she's doing. She thinks she's going to the site. So I made sure we found the right site. And then I taught her how to save your favorites to a favorites bar. Taught her how to do that for all of her favorite websites so she can avoid this problem. Everybody thinks they're going to a website, but they're searching for that website. It's an epidemic. It really is. And it's causing most of the infections that I'm seeing. Education is important. And isn't that the cornerstone of everything? Education. So here we are. We must educate our clients, our users, to properly use a browser. Need lessons here. And it's the only way to keep them out of trouble. There is a need for massive browser sessions to teach people. The problem is getting people to attend. and how do we do that? Looks like it's always going to be a one-off education, which I'm starting to do with clients that I see are falling into this trap. They really need how to learn how to properly use a browser. I never thought I'd be saying that. That's what it's come to here. You have to educate as much as you can on the proper tactics, especially when you're talking about banking and financial websites. You can't be searching. You have to know the site that you're going to and type it. You know, they're going to pretty soon, it's going to make searching, like, it's already bad. We need, and I know Google's trying, but they need to try harder. They need to, I get it. They have to make money, and they're going to take money from anybody to get a good high Google ranking. These websites cannot be listed if they have problems or if they're scams. And I don't know if the answer is Google to be able to pre-qualify this. You know, it's very hard. Anyway, that's it for tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I have so much to do tomorrow, and I'm juggling right now as I record this show, and I'm recording it early tonight because I have multiple clients being worked on right now. And the client that just dropped off a system has whole disk encryption from the days of TrueCrypt, and I'm about to clone the drive. So you can't clone it with the encryption. I have to unencrypt it tonight. Then I'll clone it tomorrow, and then I'll re-encrypt later. Most of my clients, like I recommend it, if I got the opportunity to move them to Windows 10 Pro, I will use BitLocker. I just wanted to share all of this and everything that's going on. We got Memorial Day weekend in the States, holiday on Monday. So everybody have a safe holiday weekend. But before we go, please remember to use my Amazon link, amazon.micnation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to support the show. I really appreciate it. Again, that's amazon.micnation.net. Please remember to support my sponsor, Instant House Call. Download the free trial. Use the promo code MikeTechShow. Don't forget, get your tickets for the Toronto Unconvention 2016. I want to see you there. I want to meet with you. Try to attend. That's it. Everybody, have a great weekend. I'll see you back here next week. Same time, same channel.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.